Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you very much for having a dedicated session on this important matter. We also align ourselves fully with the statement made by the Gender and Diversity Working Group, of which we are a member. We would also like to invite affected states parties to make statements under this agenda item. I would like to reflect on some of the statements made on this agenda item, and particularly express that we are concerned and disappointed to have heard some states make their statements on gender and diversity with regards to mainstreaming it, which undermines dedicated efforts to ensure the implementation of this convention and that it equally fulfills the needs of all affected persons without leaving anyone behind. As an operator with long-standing experience, we can attest that it indeed does matter not only to tick boxes, but to focus on how we implement this convention. I will reiterate what we have already made clear in the previous meeting of states parties last year, and that is that without a gender and diversity sensitive baseline survey, there can be no complete understanding of the context and the contamination, thus setting back any clearance response and potentially leaving out whole areas of populations and impeding fulfillment of Article 4 obligations. Without diverse representation in international disarmament fora, affected voices will remain silenced, and convention obligation thus not completely met, hindering the goal to achieve a world free from cluster munitions and stop their harm for all. Thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative of Norwegian People's Aid.